Now I've got Gary Collins on the line, and Gary is talking to me from Wexford, I believe. Is that right, Gary?
That's correct.
Okay,
New
Gary.
Bon in Wexford.
Okay, are you from there? You don't sound like you have a Wexford accent.
No, I'm not originally from New Bon, Wexford. I was reared in Athlone.
Okay.
But moved this way for the family down to Wexford.
Okay. Tai Chi. I want to talk to you specifically about Tai Chi. And you've got two centres. You've one down there in Wexford and you've one in Dublin, I believe. Is that right?
Yes, we have a centre in Wexford, Elysium Sanctuary, we call it. And in Dublin, the same Elysium Sanctuary in Dublin, in Dunleary.
Right.
And we have set up a Tai Chi and Qigong school called the Jason School of Tai Chi and Qigong.
Okay, there are different, for want of a better word, because I'm not very familiar with, there are different styles of Tai Chi, is that right? Because it's a martial art, basically, isn't it?
Well, fundamentally, there's a martial dimension to it, but it's actually rooted in the ancient Taoist civilization of China, where they did research on how movement affects health and how it affects the energy of the body. So they developed these systems of Tai Chi, and then they came down to different families in China. And what we're left with now, kind of in the communist era or the post-communist era, is what we're left with is certain families and their influence on the Tai Chi world. And so you'd have styles like the Chen family style, the Yang style, the Sun style, the Huo style, the Wu style. And they're all, those names reflect the family traditions that those styles came out of.
I want you to tell me what Tai Chi can do for people who begin to practice it.
Well, Pat, fantastic thing about Tai Chi, and obviously I would say that, but the fantastic thing about it is that it works the whole person, and it helps on the mental, emotional, and the energetic and physical levels. And it doesn't require any particular belief system other than, say, the experience of your own body energy. And what it does is it takes the meditative process, or what people call meditation, into a dynamic place where the person can actually work with their body energy and their body, release deep stresses, tensions, and even sick energy, and improve the vital functions of their organs, their immune system. And so it's just a fantastic resource for people, especially now in modern life where we cope with so many, many things, you know,
yeah.
Family, work, and all the stresses we're having, even with the economic changes. So it's just a fantastic resource. So we're trying to promote that information, and it's available to everybody regardless of ability. So, for example, it's not for people who have a particular athletic ability or a particular demeanor. All you really have to have is the intention to do it and a body that can move reasonably. But it can even be modified for people with disabilities or different things going on with their health. For example, the breathing aspects of it, or the small movement aspects of it that open up energy, can be done by even someone in a wheelchair, for example, or someone disabled. Yeah.
And there's no upper age limit either, Gary.
That's the other great thing about Tai Chi, because it doesn't require, you can be physically compromised, if you like, say, you know, you can reach, say, 65, 70 or that, and you're looking for something that you can do to maintain your health and maybe even improve your energy and your quality of life. And Tai Chi is perfect for that, because it involves more of an internal exercise process. So, you know, it doesn't involve skipping, running, aerobics or that type of stuff, you know, which you may not be able for at that age. It involves a kind of a more internal approach where you work your body system slowly with deep breathing, and you can even feel the improvement of that after a short time. You feel your energy in your body beginning to animate and run. And of course, that establishes confidence again, confidence in yourself and confidence in your ability to live your life. Yeah,
yeah. I'm just wondering, I've seen Tai Chi being practiced on television, and even one or two instances I've seen people practicing Tai Chi in a park in the north side of Dublin called Fairview Park. And I have to say that they were mostly Chinese people who were doing it. And this has gone back a few years. And it was strange to see it, like in the morning, people going by on the bus, seeing these people practicing this very slow movement And I was saying to myself, God, that might catch on here. But unfortunately, it didn't. People probably moved on or whatever happens in people's lives. But it's a series of regulated movements. Isn't that right, Gary? They're not just people putting their hands out and moving in any old shape or way or form that they feel like. It is, there is a form to it. Isn't that right?
Oh, absolutely. And so for when you were speaking earlier about the different families, you know, the Chen family would have a form that they work with and different forms, the same with the Yang family. And these forms have been researched over a long, long time, and they're designed to heal and awaken the body's energy. For example, they will help blockages in the energy system to release, and they will help the energy flow around the body, and they will strengthen areas that are weak. So the forms are designed in a particular way, and they're taught in a particular way. So there's a science to it. It certainly isn't just about moving, waving your hands around or slowly. There's a very specific method, and of course, and so there's a learning process. There's a learning process for the person who studies Tai Chi, and it's an art and a science in itself. And while the benefits can be got quite early on, to deepen that and to improve your ability requires, like anything in life, it requires a bit of effort, a bit of intention. Yeah.
If a total newcomer comes along to one of your Tai Chi classes, a first-time person, what happens?
Well, the way I educate, the way I communicate Tai Chi, I start with the person themselves, and the first thing they'll really learn is subtle postural principles.
Mm-hmm.
So within a short period of time, the benefit of improving your posture, which affects your nerve and blood supply, that's within one or two classes you immediately learn that. And people can even feel relief just from doing that during the class from different ailments or tensions. Or they can see that there's a way to work with what they have, like, say, an arthritic neck or whatever, a lower back pain. So we'll work with that at the very beginning, and then we'll introduce the feeling of the postural principles on an energetic level, first on the physical, where the breathing starts to change, and to relearn how to breathe, like maybe breathing when you were a baby, for example, where the whole system calms down. And what that does is it rejuvenates the circulatory system, you know, the endocrine systems, the lymph systems in the body, the nervous systems. And so I start from that place. I start kind of emphasizing the healing end of it. And then once we've established that, we move on then to movement. Once we've set the structures and people have a reasonable understanding of that and see the benefits of that, then we go to moving the body. And what the movement of the body does is it enhances the energy flow. It pumps the energy. So it releases congestions and strengthens particular areas, yeah?
Yeah.
And then we might also then make room in the class for the meditation end. So we might actually stop the movement, we might sit, and we might do certain meditations, yeah, certain prescribed meditations
right.
that enhance the sense of silence and peace, that kind of end of things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do they get to a stage where they've learned so much and then they can go off and practice themselves or join a group like People in the Park, for example?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. And basically, someone can come to me and work with me for a year or two and get to the stage where they can practice the form themselves at home or in their own lives. And at that stage, they've acquired that ability and they don't really need me for that. That's a done thing. It's an achieved thing and it's with them for the rest of their lives.
Right.
But they can decide if they wish to then, it's a personal choice to continue working with me and deepen their understanding of it. And the beauty about Tai Chi is it really is an endless thing.
Yeah.
You can refine it and improve it and improve it. But if you will reach a stage where you know enough to maintain your health and to work with it yourself, yes.
Just another couple of questions, Gary. One of the ones that I have to ask is the cost of joining your class. And
sure. Well, like anyone else who's making their living from something, I basically establish a very clear agreement there. And basically, if I'm running an 8 or a 10 week course, I'll ask for the person to pay for that course on the night and to commit to that. So I will, that will book their place and then they will have their place. If someone is not sure and they want to, say, explore a bit of it and not commit to a full course, then they can do a one-day seminar or something like that, or a private class to see what it feels like.
Yeah.
But like anything, if I book a hall and I book it for 10 weeks, then I've got to pay for it and I've got to turn up. So I require the same kind of commitment from the person who comes in on the night. If they want to do the course, they do the course for the scheduled period, yeah.
It's a form that people are starting to pick up on and utilise in their lives for health benefits.
Pat, that's great. I think we're seeing a kind of, over the last decade and even more in the last couple of years, and despite the economic situation, that people looking at how can I help myself internally, and how can I help myself deal with everyday life, and what resources can I use? And they're looking to things like yoga and tai chi and meditation, and they're looking to the principles behind those arts, like the fact that we're energetic beings.
Yeah.
You know, we're not just, you know, bones, muscles, tendons, and maybe chemicals and... that we're actually energetic beings, that there's another dimension to the human being. And this is what's kicking in now in people's awareness, this other dimension to themselves, and they want to explore it.
Yep.
And Tai Chi is certainly one of the arts that facilitates that.
With the therapeutic aspect of Tai Chi, is it not being picked up on by the likes of nursing homes and hospitals to give patients the option of participating in Tai Chi to help their recovery?
Yes. There are signs of that. And I worked with ARC Cancer Centre in Dublin there for about 2 years before I moved fully down to Wexford. And I did about 2 years work there in the ARC Cancer Centre. And we explored the effects of Tai Chi on post-cancer recovery and stuff like that. And I've done with a few seminars with, you know, even institutions, prisons or other institutions, civil service institutions. And certainly there's a movement towards exploring that. I would like to see it a more structured movement, you know, personally, where it's actually brought in a structured way and people would get more benefit.
Yeah.
It's still at the level of exploration, if you know what I mean. And but I'd love to see, personally, a more structured introduction of these arts into our health system and into our institutions and even into the workplace and into the work environment, yeah?
I think it
would not only help people, it would create, you know, even more of a community and coherency between people's energies. And, of course, that's a big ambition, but I can see that unfolding and a movement towards that. So, for example, we are offering a two-year training, a professional training in Tai Chi and Qigong to train people to bring it into their communities.
Yeah.
And to bring it into community halls, to bring it into, you know, the Irish Country Women's Association, to bring it into different areas to educate it. And what you were saying earlier about seeing Chinese people in the park and stuff like that, and your sense is this will take off, but it hasn't really moved into Irish society in the core.
Yeah.
And our ambition is to educate now, to start educating people that it's nothing to do with being Chinese.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
It's to do with being human and using your resources, yeah?
Yeah, of course. Okay, Gary, we're going to have to leave it now in a second because I've got to move on with the rest of the programme. But I just noticed that, and I just mentioned this briefly because I want to just say to you that we'll come back to it. I'd love to come back to it. You've got Chinese medicine, yoga, Ayurveda, phytobiophysics. That's intriguing, and healing. I'd like to come back to you at other stages and talk to you about other aspects of what the Elysium Sanctuary does. Would that be okay for you, yeah?
Well, I'd be most welcome, Pat. Love to do that. Anything I can do to help in that area, and obviously I'd love to have the opportunity to promote that.
Okay, well, the program's called Lifeline, and it looks after health and lifestyle issues, so what you're doing is perfect for it, like, so... So, over the next month or so, I'd love to come back over the next few weeks, actually, and discuss the other aspects of what you do, if you're amenable to that, okay?
More than amenable.
Okay. Listen, Gary, thanks very much for taking the call, and we will be talking to you again. Okay.
Thank you, Pat.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.
God bless.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Take care.
And that was Gary Collins there from the Elysium Sanctuary talking to me about Tai Chi. And we will hopefully over the next several weeks through the spring come back to Gary and talk to him about all those other aspects of the Elysium Sanctuary.